Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily mitzvah of the Chafetz Chaim, Le'il Nishmas, Rabbeinu David, Mitzvah Yaakov Halevi, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kadosh Livracha. We're holding Baruch Hashem in the psicha of the Sefer Avas Chesed of Maran HaChafetz Chaim Zatzal, who is showing us and delineating and elaborating how many times in Chamishi Chumash Torah do we see inflections, reflections, and examples of Chesed. Of course, the underlying message is clear. Chesed is so critical, and that's why it is repeated in so many different capacities, in so many different circumstances. In this week's parsha, exactly where we're up to, with a beautiful kiss from Hashem, we're doing the Chafetz Chaim on this week's parsha. Uva Seres Hadibrois, Pasuk Vav, Va'ise Chesed La'alofim. Kadosh Baruch Hu does Chesed in the thousands. Of course, that's hyperbole. It's more than the thousands. It's more than the tens of thousands, or the hundreds of thousands, or the millions, or the billions, or the trillions. There's an endless, infinite amount of Chesed Hashem does for us. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if that's the case, we also have to go in his path. V'tzorach leilich b'midoisav. We know v'halachta b'drachav. And as much as we're able, we must bestow goodness upon others, to the extent that even we can no longer enumerate how much chesed we have done. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same. U'v'mishpatim, a few parshiyos later, v'shlishi, im kesef talves ami. The mitzvah of lending money. U'v'pasuk yud aleph, mitzvahs hashev avit, returning the mashkan, the collateral of an ani. So many inyanim relate to chesed. Kulam binuim amidat chesed, kigoyin geulas krevim, redeeming one's relative who is a slave. V'chayachicha imach, your brother will live with you. V'kayitze bazeh. Speaking on the mitzvah of imkesef talves ami, the mitzvah of alone, it reminds me of a very funny story, a little bit unfortunate in the result. Somebody in my family, distantly, needed a loan. And it wasn't a tremendous amount of money, and they had a very clear plan how to pay back. They had an arev, they had a guarantor who was going to make sure, and not a tremendous amount of money. And he asked a friend of his, who was a multimillionaire, somebody who was worth in the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And he said, if I don't get this loan from you, I'm going to have to go to the bank, and it's going to be a 30-year, you know, mortgage on this amount of money. Let's call it a few hundred thousand dollars. And it's going to cost me almost a million over the course of the loan. If you give me this money right now, I could pay it off in 10 years. And really, it would be a big chesed. So the person tells him, oh, come on. You know how much money I could make on that principle that I'm about to give you? And he hung up the phone. And I always marveled at this story. There's a mitzvah deraisa of imkesef talves ami. This person was afforded an opportunity for a very small amount of money to give a Rebbe a loan that would have saved him hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's true, there was some capacity to make extra money. But there was a mitzvah d'oraisa. Ultimately, la'asa lavai, what's going to be more valuable? The little bit of a return he would have got on that few hundred thousand dollars, which wouldn't have been relevant to him anyway, given the magnificent wealth that he has, or helping a Rebbe pay off his mortgage 20 years earlier. We have to keep our eyes open. The Yitzhara tries so hard to get us not to do chesed. We have to make sure that the Yetzer Tov is right there counterbalancing it and making sure our eyes are open. Yes, sometimes when you do chesed, it might cost you a little time. It might cost you a little bit of money. But he gufa, that's the chesed. And includes the Chafetz Chaim, really there's so much chesed in the Torah, I can't even go through all the parshiyos. V'achra kach hisboinanti sh'be'emes ein keit l'inyani chesed sheyesh b'Torah. There's no limit. Ki kam v'kam mitzvahis ase v'chein lav en sheyesh b'Torah. So many mitzvahs ha'kol noivea. There's so many inyanim. Shmita, leket, shecha, peya. Oiksev. Shva, shvies, tishmatenu, unatashta, v'achlu, avyoni, amecha. The poor will eat during shmita. The gam mitzvah, sashavas, aveda, returning a lost object. Shezira, hatayra. Lachos, amaman, Yisrael. To make sure people get their money back. Afilu, ashave, pruta. Something very small. Litroyach, alze, ulhashiva, 11, to return it. V'chein mitzvahs prika uti'ina, unloading, making sure a person has help with packages. V'kayitze b'zeh harbe mitzvahs. V'akol hu mitzah tuvay v'chastoy. It is all from the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzivanu gamkin liyos le'ezer le'ri'enu b'kol mash nuchal. We have to help anybody in any capacity that we can. Whether we're rich, whether we're poor, whether we're strong, whether we're weak, whether we're old, whether we're young. And whether the recipients are in the same categories. Everybody can help somebody else in some capacity. And I've given you a small sampling, and that is enough. Okay, Rabbi, the discuss of the theme should be for our friends, our families, our kids, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.